This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Ergonomically superior. Financially surprising. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. So, you know, I try to know people that have, you know, my lane is not nearly as specialized as some of the people that you hear on here. And this my next guest is no exception to this. He has a very wide, varied career in the tech world, and he has started a new project, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But joining us again is John Stokes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So I called John, and I said, listen, how is it that my life online amongst social media can be so micromanaged, but somebody like this guy in New Zealand can just get on there and not only shoot a live video in real time, they have to figure out ways to try to stop the proliferation of the video. And so I was asking John about this, and it was a very interesting conversation, so I decided we would do that again here. So as far as social media is concerned in the gun world, what do you think? How do you think it stacks up right now as far as, you know, how they feel about us, what they feel about us, that kind of thing?
Well, it's a really interesting time because there's a lot of, you know, there is a lot of censorship. A lot of people are being deplatformed, demonetized, and it's really difficult, if you are, you know, involved in some controversial issue. This goes beyond guns. I mean, there's any number of issues that are controversial where people are being deplatformed. So if you're involved in this and you make your livelihood around some of these controversial issues around maybe like gender, you know, race stuff, whatever it is, you're taking a risk in being online. If you're trying to build a business like a gun-based YouTube channel, or a YouTube channel that goes into politics, you don't know when you're going to be identified as a conspiracy theorist. You don't know when you're going to be demonetized. And the problem is that the rules aren't clear and the rules change. And they're not applied consistently.
Are they not clear by design?
I think they're not clear because these companies are in the business of making money by selling targeted ads. And this moderation stuff where they're trying to censor certain kinds of speech and, you know, filter things, this is a cost center for them. And so they're constantly kind of behind the eight ball. And they're constantly playing catch up, and they're constantly trying to figure out how to address these issues. And so there's been different exposés, like for instance of Facebook's internal process, where it's a bunch of engineers sitting around a table. It's not like you go to school for content moderation, or there's a content moderator guild, and there are best practices, and there's a professional organization, and you put this in your byline. Something. I mean, these are just basically young, mostly engineers and, pardon me, and also, you know, some lawyers and legal types and stuff. And it's a mix of these guys, and you don't know them, and the staff changes, you know, as there's turnover on the team, and different people internally volunteer and give input. And so there's a kind of this volatile ad hoc process. And these guys are making moderation calls and content calls that affect literally billions of users. And, you know, they're doing it over lunch or in these informal groups, and they're compiling guidelines, and the guidelines get critiqued and thrown out, and then they send them to contractors, and maybe the contractors don't always apply them consistently, and maybe they fire those contractors and they bring in new contractors. So the whole thing is mess. I think that to attribute like a, I mean, some of it does come from the top, I think. You know, there are attitudes like the anti-gun stuff, you know, I think certainly comes from the top. I think that these platforms are not gun friendly from the top down. There's also culture in these companies is set from the top, and the hiring culture and the kinds of people that form what they call a culture fit in the valley. You know, they're all kind of, you know, drawn from a certain pool. So, but I think when we as users look at these moderation situations, and we see that this guy got banned and this other guy that did the same thing or worse didn't get banned, it's difficult for me to say there's like a deliberate conspiracy behind it. Maybe in some cases there is, and in some cases it's just incompetence. You know, the old phrase, never attribute to malice what you can attribute to incompetence.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The thing, though, that correct me if I'm wrong, when all of these things were set up in their infancy, because I'm old and I remember when all these things were coming along. I remember when all of a sudden, you know, everybody had MySpace, and then Facebook came along, and Facebook was sort of a phenomenon for a very long time. And I don't remember it, and maybe because I was new to it, you know, I looked at it. I can find these guys I haven't seen since high school in Columbia when I moved away in 76. I was looking at that, and I was like, wow, this is great. And I don't even know if back in that time, which we're probably talking 2009, 2010, if the monetization and the data mining had begun with entities like that. But certainly, it has. They have evolved really quick, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of thing that has happened pretty fast, and it's still ongoing. I mean, I think actually, yeah, probably by 08, 09, they were deep into a lot of this kind of manipulation and data mining and surveillance type stuff. I think that was definitely something that was going on by then. I'm not as familiar with the timeline, but it's definitely increased and become a lot more pervasive because it's very profitable. If you look at Facebook's revenues per user in their annual report, it's quite high. They print cash. Advertisers love the platform because you can definitely acquire users. You get performance-based data. It's not like if you're advertising against a magazine or running a banner campaign online or these pop-ups or something like this. You know, you don't necessarily know who the users are that are seeing your pop-ups. You don't know who is clicking your banners. You just kind of know where they came from, where you ran the ad. Facebook is going to offer you fine-grained detail, and so you can buy these really small micro-slices, and you can target, and you can experiment, and you can do really well. The platforms work, or they seem to work. Now, there's been allegations that a lot of these guys are cooking their books. Maybe things don't work as well as they thought. But pardon me, I'm getting over a cold here. But
while you're coughing, I'm not going to give out any websites for you yet because we haven't talked about that part of it yet. But later on in the hour, we're going to be talking about something that John is undertaking that I think is epic because of who it's going to bring to the table. The people that have been not exposed ever, he's bringing them to the table, and we'll talk about that later on. When we get back, we're going to talk some more about the social media and all the other stuff that goes on, and then we're going to hit you with something you're completely not prepared for, I would say. So that's coming up in just a little bit. John Stokes, we'll give you a little bit of his bio when we get back because it's pretty long. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to John Stokes. Now, for those of you who don't know, if you were to search his name, J-O-N Stokes, you would find all kinds of stuff, especially if you do the images thing. Like, I was looking for a picture of him for the podcast. And I stole one from your Facebook, John. And I found one picture from Salon.com saying, "Sorry, John Stokes, AR-15's got to go."
Yeah.
Tell us about your background in tech.
Well, I did an undergrad in engineering, and I did not want to actually engineer. I would rather write about tech than build it, or at least that was true at the time. And so, while I was on a master's program in actually in ancient history, I teamed up with some other guys to start a site called Ars Technica. And so we started that in 1998, and the other guys dropped out, so then it was just me and my co-founder. And
know if I've ever asked you this, but do you know Leo Laporte?
I don't know if I've ever met him personally. I mean, I definitely certainly know who he is.
Well, I know he's mentioned Ars Technica a bunch, so I just wondered about that. And he used to be a tech TV host when there was a tech TV, and now he's a gigantic podcaster now. So,
yeah, we know a lot of the same people. I mean, it's kind of a small world. There's a sort of group of us that came up in the era of the late 90s, early 2000s, and we sold Ars Technica to Condé Nast. And they're out of New York, and they own Vanity Fair and Vogue and Wired and a bunch of these magazines and such. And so we sold to them in 2008. And so then I worked for Ars for another 3 years, and then I worked for Wired for a bit. And then when I left Wired, I did some startups that flopped as startups too. And I also, on the side, started and ran alloutdoor.com for Second Media. So that was my introduction to kind of the outdoor space and to this whole thing. So I got into guns that way. I mean, I've always been into guns since I was a kid, but I wasn't into, like, the gun scene until All Outdoor. And also contributed to the firearm blog, wrote a big piece on the AR-15 for Wired. So I write for a number of sort of mainstream publications now. So, like, you know, I'll do TechCrunch, I'll do Wired, I've done something at Politico, you know, different things of that nature. And so I typically will write about guns and gun policy. And so I kind of come to the issue, not just as a Second Amendment person, but also as a tech person. A gun is a piece of technology. So if we're going to talk about regulating it or putting limits on it or, you know, effects of it or whatever, I think about it like, okay, this is a piece of technology. What if we were talking about the internet? What if we were talking about computers? We kind of have to apply certain standards of argument and reasoning. So.
Yeah, are you considered by your peers in the tech world to be an anomaly because you don't believe that all guns should be banned? And I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I know you're pro-liberty, I know you're pro-freedom and everything. I know you shoot a variety of guns and everything. You probably are no less passionate about that kind of thing than I am, except you live in a different kind of world. Are you regarded as like an oddity?
Well, yes and no. There is a very strong libertarian strain in technology and in the early programmer scene. A lot of the hackers from the 80s and the 90s were into guns. And so there is that. It's only been in the last decade when tech has really become mainstream. And it's become more of an urban kind of thing, but I mean, it was always pretty urban, but at any rate, there is that strain, and it's there in San Francisco. So I lived in the Bay Area for 5 years. I lived there from 2008 to I think 2013, And there was, there's a gun culture there. There are ranges. There are programmers that are at these large companies like Twitter and Google. Google has, and it had and still has internal groups, like internal mailing lists for gun enthusiasts. Chris Chang, the Top Shot season four champion, I believe. And he was a Google employee when he applied to Top Shot, and he was on the internal Google gun mailing list that they called the militia. And so there's that aspect. I went back actually when Chris has a book, that's a really good introduction, basic introduction to firearms, and it's called Shoot to Win. And so he gave a Google book talk, and I went back and hosted the Google book talk, and we had, a little turnout there in a crowd, and, we talked guns and shooting and that kind of stuff. So that's it's a known thing. It's more in the minority than it used to be. It used to be when the tech world was smaller and it was more ideological and more libertarian, and there were like more hacker types and this sort of thing. There were more people as a percentage or more people into guns. Now it's rarer, but amongst programmers and engineers, it's not that anomalous. It's weird that I'm as outspoken about it. Most people keep it on the down low. It's not exactly good for your career anymore.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be if you worked for somebody else, but that's not exactly your style now, is it?
No, I'm kind of more of a, I kind of tend to do my own thing. Also, I'm passionate about this. I was handed, this freedom, this right to be an armed citizen. I was handed this as a heritage and told to keep it. And I take that seriously. I was in Boy Scouts, church, and my dad took me hunting. And in all these kind of different venues, you get enculturated into this idea of an armed citizen. And so I got a good dose of that growing up in South Louisiana. And I have kept it with me. And I've lived in Boston and Chicago and San Francisco. So I've been pretty well Yankee-fied, even though I'm outside of Austin, Texas right now. For the past 5 years, but even so, I kind of kept that, that pro gun piece, and I still have it, and I intend to pass it on to my kids. So I'm sure it has cost me, as well. It's probably cost me many opportunities but such as it is.
Let me get you to hold right there. When we get back, we're going to spring something on you that you are totally not expecting. This is something John is getting ready to start at. That's why I haven't given out any websites. My guest is John Stokes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence touched down in Omaha, Nebraska to survey flood damage and thank volunteers and emergency personnel. The flooding in the Midwest has killed at least four people and caused hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. Republican Senator from Nebraska Ben Sasse on what can be done to help those folks out affected in Nebraska.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now.
While welcoming the president of Brazil to the White House, President Trump had some strong words for the president of Venezuela.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet.
A report out says prosecutors in Florida are willing to drop the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft if he admits it would have been found guilty at the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to crest.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, ergonomically superior, and financially surprising. Go check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Stokes. Now, let me point something out. I have often sat back to myself, and I do this radio show. And this radio show, it broadcasts in Washington State. It broadcasts in Oregon. The weekend show broadcasts in New York. You know, I've got affiliates in parts of California. I'm always trying to reach out to the anti-gunners. I would like to be able to reason with them, but at the same time, I want them to understand that there's only certain places they're going to be able to push us. And at the same time, you know, I took an oath to protect all these people, just like everybody like me. So it would be so much better if we could find a way to just learn to be Americans together. And it escapes me in a lot of cases. I'm just a commentator. I get out there. I have my opinions, I editorialize daily. John had an idea. So let's hear about what Mr. Stokes has. Please tell us about what you have coming out.
Well, So I wish I could take credit for the site itself. I actually, this was two people that had the idea independently, and he got started before me, and so then we kind of joined forces. But the site that I'm involved with now is theprepared.com. So it's a site that is basically prepping for the more urban NPR crowd. It's kind of, it's mainstream. If you've ever used the wire cutter for reviews, it's sort of like that. We do really deep dives on products. We do comparisons. Like in my office right now, I've got a wall full of axes and hatchets and tomahawks from having done a big multi-thousand word guide on each one of those topics where I went out and I beat on stuff and wrote things up. So the idea is to take the concept of emergency preparedness and not doomsday prepping, but, you know, what we call sane or rational preparedness. So a minimum of 2 weeks, without access to basic services, and to expand the market for it, to expand the concept of it, to bring back this more common notion that we used to have in the Cold War of civil defense, where it's kind of on everyone to be ready for emergencies and disasters. And this has kind of been left to more, the right side of the spectrum, rural people, stuff like that, which is fine. We don't reject that audience at all, but we kind of come from a different perspective where we have a lot of friends and family and stuff that are in cities, and we've lived in cities, some of us still do. And so we kind of focus a little bit more on urban preparedness and on sort of apolitical preparedness. We don't take big stands. We don't try to stir people up over, the black helicopters or, whatever the latest thing is. We just focus on, okay, well, here are the water containers that you need if you're going to store water in your apartment, or your garage. We tested them, we filled them up, we dropped them, we checked for leaks, we did a bunch of other stuff. Like, here are your water container options. Here is the axe that you want if you live in an apartment. It's this fireman's axe. We went and we found it. It's a niche product, but it's what firefighters carry. And that way, if you're in earthquake country and one wall caves in, you can get through a downed apartment or a downed building. If you live in a more rural location, you may be dealing with downed power lines or something like that. Here's a different act. This is made more for splitting or for wood chopping. So it's that sort of thing. We just try to keep focused on the products, keep focused on scenarios, situations, mindset, skills, and leave all of the political stuff and the scaremongering to everybody else.
How hard is that to do? Because typically, like, one of my fears has been what happens in the urban areas in the event of a no electricity scenario. Say, Venezuela. What's happening in Venezuela right now? The city areas I've always thought would be sort of death traps. And you're sort of catering to that kind of crowd. Can they accept that kind of some of the concepts you're bringing to them without politicizing it?
Yeah, a lot of people have, and frankly, some people come to this through politics from the other side. You know, there are a lot of people who, when Trump was elected, all of us, I think, many of us were surprised. And because I'm fairly progressive myself on a lot of things, I have a lot of friends in those circles as a media person, and people reached out to me quietly and were like, well, I've been anti-gun, but now I'm super scared and I want to buy a gun. And like, even if you forget this stuff, like people being, concerned about hate crimes and, the thing that happened in New Zealand, people are afraid. Even bracketing all that, there's the, extreme weather events and climate change. And so there's a lot of reasons why, people on the more leftward side of the spectrum have started to take a look, in most cases, very quietly have started to explore preparedness, and even firearms. I'm a member of a number of liberal prepper groups on Facebook, and this is a common sort of thing. It's like, well, I've been anti-gun my whole life, but I just went out and bought a Glock. Or, and again, it's not necessarily like, okay, we're going to arm up to fight the conservatives in the Civil War or something like that. It's just that there's a feeling of insecurity that has spread. And, people on the right have felt that insecurity, I think, for a long time for different reasons. But what's new is that people on the other side are feeling it. People in the cities, people that are more well off are feeling a certain kind of insecurity, whether it's about related to climate change or, pollution or, people see the fragility of modern society. They see the wildfires. They see the flood of the Midwest. They see Hurricane Harvey. And also just the sense that the world is unpredictable. They did not expect the occupant of the White House to be there. They did not expect this guy to win. And then all of a sudden this happens, and it's this freak thing that no one would have predicted, or at least no one in their circles predicted. And so it makes you think, you know what? Maybe things aren't as predictable as I like. Maybe the world is crazier and scarier than I had thought. Maybe I should take this preparedness stuff a little more seriously because I don't really know what's coming the way that I thought I did.
That's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this goes and everything. And I hope, you know, I sit back sometimes and politically speaking, it's very hard to find common ground if both sides come at it from a political viewpoint. But it seems like if that can be left behind, that's a little easier bridge to, to cross. Is that what you find?
Yeah, I do. I think that people are able to bond over this stuff. Especially there are groups on Facebook, more private groups, where they're not liberal groups or they're not conservative groups, but they're prepping groups, and they just say, hey, you know what? Let's leave the politics outside of this group. Let's not do politics in here. We're just going to talk about skills. We're going to talk about knots or knives or, you know, ammo or whatever. Right. And we're not going to do politics.
Hang on right there for me about not doing the politics. Theprepared.com, in its infancy, it's up, but I mean, what you see today is not what you're going to get. So, but if you are interested in that, theprepared.com, we'll be right back talking to John Stokes. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
They are the home of the At One Thumb Hole Gun Stock, which is, or as I call it, the answer to every question that I was ever asked about that gun stock when it was just the At One Gun Stock. So go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Not .com, just .com. Talking to John Stokes, and we're talking about The Prepared, which is a interesting new project. Do you guys expect to see, now, you know, whenever somebody gets out there and says, hey, I know this is normally the way we think, but maybe if we thought this way, we would have a chance if this happens. When it pushes against the norm, which what you're describing, preparedness is actually a very individual pursuit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But there are certainly plenty of groupthink and myths and that kind of stuff that we try to examine and think about as rationally as we can.
So you're asking them to put aside the groupthink in some cases and take a moment and look at this and realize the value of it. Now, I'm sure, have you had any sort of, hey, what is this? Or are you getting pretty good response with this?
We get actually a really, really positive response. I think people are, no matter which side of the political spectrum you fall on, left or right, people are kind of relieved to kind of enter into a non-political headspace where we're focused on something that they're interested in and they're passionate about, but it doesn't come with all this baggage. So they can tune all that other stuff out and they can focus on, okay, now I'm just going to read a whole bunch of stuff about picking the ultimate field knife or survival knife. I'm going to learn how to tie a tourniquet and stop the bleed. I'm going to learn how to clean a wound. I'm going to learn, you know, any number of these different skills. I'm going to learn about knots. I'm going to learn about navigation. And so people, they like to kind of bracket some of this other stuff and leave it at the door and then have their mind expanded a little bit. And we talk with experts. And so we're not sort of, the site isn't built around like, I'm Survival Joe. I know all the things about all the survival. It's more like we go and we find people that know quite a bit about a narrow thing like land navigation or austere or wilderness medicine. And we have guys on staff that know these things as well, or that are experts at firearms or whatever. And we bring them in and we work with them to develop these guides. And so we're trying to distill like this kind of best practices. What's the consensus of the nerd community in this vertical? And so whatever it is that we tackle, like right now I'm involved in trying to make a battery guide for, you know, how to basically what kind of batteries to buy and which ones to prepare with and that kind of stuff. And so I'm going through all the different forums. I'm identifying people to talk to, and, you know, I'm trying to really, really narrow down and drill down on this one topic.
Right.
So that I can get the best possible knowledge.
Matt Reading. That has to be one of the most interesting things to try to teach nowadays, because I can't think of anything in the military. Map reading was, that was military 101. Do you get a lot of people when you like show them how to shoot a resection or a back azimuth to figure out where they are when they don't know where they are, or, you know, where they need to go, or how to read the compass or anything? Like, do they look at it and go, wow, this is sorcery?
Yeah. You know, we do get people that are grateful for that one. You know, it's interesting. One of the most popular articles on the site is actually for armor. I know that AR-500 is one of the sponsors here.
Yes.
And we that's a big thing for us is body armor. We rank really highly when you search on Google for body armor. And so we actually get a fair amount of feedback on the body armor guide because it's really thorough. And it's one of our standout guides and has been for a while. So yeah, things in that area are, I recently did a really kind of a deep dive into tomahawks and tactical tomahawks. And this is becoming more of a thing, but a lot of guys kind of don't understand the value of this. They think, well, I'm not going to be, you know, out taking any scalps, in the apocalypse or something, right? Why do I need a tomahawk? And so then you sort of walk people through, okay, well, if you get a traditional one, it has an easily replaceable handle and it's lightweight and, you know, all these other kinds of things. And then people sort of see the value of it. Or if you talk about the tactical tomahawks that are carried by special forces guys, you know, it kind of tweaks those knobs and people are like, okay, yeah, this is something cool. This is, I actually see the point of this as like an urban breaching tool or demolition or a weapon or something like that. And so it kind of expands people's perspective of the kinds of things that are included in prepping and the kind of considerations that you might make.
For people living in urban areas like New York City or Los Angeles or any of these other places where they have a huge gun control regime in place where it's nearly impossible to get one, what do you tell me, or what do you tell them, what's their alternative if they're looking for some sort of a defensive weapon?
Yeah, it's really hard. You know, you've got to obey local laws. And so that's, you know, that's always top of mind, but there are alternatives in some of these states, like for instance, air guns. You can get some really nice high caliber air guns. And we do not yet have an air gun guide, but that's on the list. So, you know, that would be like a kind of recommendation that I might make for somebody that is just not able to really get. But in most states, unless you're in New Jersey, you know, unless you're like maybe Hawaii, most states you can get some kind of firearm that's going to work. Whether it's just an old school double barrel coach gun, like a 12 gauge coach gun, you can get, I mean, California's got a handgun roster, but you can get a lot of different kind of long guns there that are going to circumvent the ban. You can get a long gun in Jersey. So I think if somebody, one thing we don't do is I'm not actually going to push guns on somebody as part of their preparedness plan.
Right.
I personally have them, and but I will say that's a big decision. And if you're not comfortable with them, if you're not going to be safe with it, if you don't know how to store it, if you're not willing to train with it, then maybe this is not for you. Maybe you need to think in some other kind of way. You know, maybe you need to plan on hooking up with a friend who's into guns or something like this. But I don't necessarily push go out and get guns, go out and get a 9mm pistol, go out and get a 12 gauge, you know, here's the standard 5 calibers or what. I don't push that on people because it doesn't fit everybody's circumstances. They may have small children. They may not be able to afford, you know, a quality weapon. Not that small children preclude you from having a gun, but, you know, it's just not in, everybody's kind of field of this, not in their comfort zone. I would encourage people to expand their comfort zone, go to the range, learn about firearms.
Right.
But I think we do people a disservice when we just send them straight to the gun store and they're not ready.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I look at this as sort of an icebreaker out there, sort of a pioneering type thing. I don't know if there's other websites out there like this. I like the idea that you're involved in one just because of your past record of success. We're about to run out of time. So, one thing that John has done, he has studied a lot of the scenarios that I look at that concern me. And he has reams and reams of information about geographical stuff and, you know, electromagnetic stuff and all this other stuff. And I have approached him and prepared to come on the show and do a regular segment about this. So, should we? I'm going to ask, you know, the invitation is out there, but let me know what you think. Email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. He's very versed on the EMP thing especially. And thank you for taking the time to join me tonight.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, sir. Theprepared.com, it's here, but it's not what it's going to be. So if you go check it out, it's still very much a work in motion. So check them out, theprepared.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.